You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, this day is just flying by. Good afternoon. Fourth and final hour. We do have the bonus hour coming up at 6, if you want to tune in for that. So the USA Today had artificial intelligence predict how every NFL team would fare in this upcoming season. Now, we didn't we went through them all, but
did we win? Just tell me now.
We only printed out the AFC West. Okay. This AI computer program predicted that the Las Vegas Raiders would finish at the bottom with a record of 6-11.
Okay.
The Denver Broncos would come in third in the AFC West with a record of 9-8. The Los Angeles Chargers would come in second with a record of 10-7.
Okay.
And the Kansas City Chiefs, this program predicts, will win the AFC West again.
Okay.
With a record of 12-5. 12-5.
Mm, I'd rather it be 14-3.
Math is hard today, isn't it?
I would agree, except for we always do better in the playoffs when we don't do as well in the regular season.
You're right.
Patrick Mahomes needs a little bit of anger behind his skill.
By the way, we mentioned this earlier in the program that there's this investigation because apparently 100 NFL players, coaches, staff members are caught up in this ticket resale gate from last year where every single team, Sam, we looked it up. If you're not in the Super Bowl, you get two. You get two tickets.
Is it every player or every personnel?
I think it's front office. I think it's support staff. All of those
folks
get...
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of tickets. They all get two.
Okay.
They are not yet saying which coaches and players and support staff are accused of bundling and selling their allotment. Mm-hmm. But we do know that when you get to go to the Super Bowl...
Please make it Burrows. Please make it Burrows.
When you get to go to the Super Bowl... You do get more than two. I think you get 6 or 10 or whatever it is when you are actually on a team that is playing. Right. So Scott and I were talking about this off the air, Sam. And he goes, why in God's name would even a third string kicker bundle and sell their allotment?
Yep.
When you look this up, what is the league minimum they are making?
I'm going off memory here, but a rookie, based on the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and the NFL Players Association, a rookie cannot make less than, I think it's $750,000 a year.
Oh, I was going to say $450. It could be $750.
Yeah. I believe it said $750 when I looked it up. And this was over more than an hour ago. A second-year player can make no less than $900,000 a year. And it just goes on and on and on from there.
So
higher.
His point was, Sam, if you are a player, even the lowest rung of a player, it doesn't make a lot of sense that you would sacrifice your, you know,
livelihood.
They are in trouble. They are in trouble for this.
If they can confirm that, you know, player X sold these tickets for more than face value, they're definitely going to get fined.
Well, is it explicitly illegal to do that?
It is explicitly against the NFL's policy with the allotment tickets that the players receive.
I would agree with that.
For you to turn around and then sell the scalp them at a profit.
But so, Scott had mentioned that it's illegal to sell it higher than face value. Well, I mean,
in some states it is.
Ticketmaster wouldn't exist.
What they're saying is they're going to lose. If you get caught, you lose your allotment for 2 years unless your team is in the Super Bowl. Why would they not say do what they do with the Masters, that if you get caught with shenanigans around those tickets, you're never getting a ticket again, period.
I'm all right with that. Well,
you mean to tell me when they give out that allotment, they don't tell the players? Now, remember.
Oh, sure they do. Sure they do.
That's not fine print. I think it's bold print. You know, you're not allowed to.
You can't sell these at a profit. That's fine. I'm okay with them never getting the Super Bowl tickets again unless their team ends up in the Super Bowl. Because then you're punishing, because if we were all on a football team, we're going to the Super Bowl, and I get 6 tickets, well, guess who's going to the game?
Yep.
My brother, my mom, you know, my 2 daughters, T, and I'll find somebody else. My brother's wife, she can go, or Lydia, my niece. They're on their way.
I guess we're chopped liver, Dana.
No, I said if we were all
oh,
on a football team.
Oh, I got
team. That way I didn't have to make that decision.
Obviously, the players have access to seats that in your wildest dreams we would not have access to. So you're not allowed to profit off of that.
Well.
But they did.
Apparently somebody did.
Who is it? You think they'll leak who it was?
I don't think it'll have to be leaked. I think the NFL will tell you that so-and-so just received a 3-game suspension and a $100,000 fine. And it better not be anybody on the Chiefs. You know, by the way,
well, why would they? They were at the game.
Well, that doesn't mean that they didn't sell 1 or 2 of their tickets. We don't know.
True.
By the way, Ghislaine Maxwell is now appealing her conviction all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Good God.
Citing the amnesty that was given to Jeffrey Epstein in a Florida court.
Okay, amnesty was given to the rapist. It does not mean you get amnesty for providing the girls to the rapist.
No, it said any co-conspirators in the document. It said any co-conspirators.
Wouldn't they have known that when they took her to trial?
Yeah. And wouldn't they have known that when they charged him in 2019, when he was murdered in jail?
I'm telling you guys, that was it Vanity Fair article last week that I told you guys to read that dates back 10 years before he was arrested for the crimes. So back it up. 10 years before he was arrested, the writers over at Vanity Fair did this enormous expose, and they named names. They called him a serial predator and pedophile. In the article, they had girls as young as 12 that commented for the article 10 years before he was charged.
Mm-hmm. What does that tell you about the rich and powerful?
Also, what does that tell you? Like, you would know if you were in that circle that this was going on. You would know.
There is no way you couldn't have known.
Correct.
Yes. And I'm not making this political because there are powerful
people in high places all over
on both sides that spent a lot of time on his planes.
And
where are we going?
He threatened the editor over there and pointed at her and said, stop. And what did he say, Sam? And if you don't, was it, I will make you stop?
I will stop you.
He said, you stop. Right. And if you don't, I will stop you. And they published it anyway. Nothing comes out of it for 10 years. Authorities knew. Prosecutors knew.
Why can't we? Let's just assume that some people are telling the truth and there is no list. Why can't we see the file? Redact the name of anybody who was a victim.
Who was a trafficked victim.
Yeah, just redact their name.
Yep.
But everybody else, if you were on the island.
Lay it out there.
Or our investigation found that you did things that were not okay. Your name is out.
Better yet, let's make his financial records public.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was a college dropout who was a math teacher for a couple of months before he got one of the biggest contracts as a hedge fund manager in the world.
Wouldn't that be part of that file?
Because, I mean, there is only one person that we know of, other than him, who was up to really no good things on the island. Now, there are names that have been thrown around where there is suspicion, but the only one where it was like, ooh, ooh, and that's Prince Andrew.
There's a photograph.
Yeah, where his mother basically said,
we're done.
We're done. We are going to take you off the official royal duties list. Yeah. You don't get to do anything as a prince because we think you might be a little weird.
She is a despicable, vile.
Mark my words, she will be pardoned before 2029.
And she'll be dead before 2030.
Maybe. But she will be pardoned. Mark my words.
It would be unconscionable.
Well, we'll see. All right, when we get back, this California man, his name is Christopher Earl Lloyd, and he is accused of executing a scheme that bilked people out of $2 million.
Mostly women.
Yeah. It was on a dating app. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Story here from NBC News. A California man has been arrested on a 14-count federal indictment that alleges he used dating apps to con matches out of millions of dollars by posing as an investor. Christopher Earl Lloyd, he's 39, of Orange County, California, is accused of executing the scheme from April of 21 to February of last year, according to the indictment. The indictment accuses Lloyd of using dating apps like Tinder, Hinge, I'm not familiar with that one, and Bumble, actually not familiar with any of the three, to befriend and engage in romantic relationships with victims whom he then lied to about his finances and career to get them to invest their money with him. When they sent him cash, he used it for his, quote, personal benefit.
There was one example where a woman wired him $40,000. $5 to purchase a new Lexus. And every single time one of these stories comes up, we ask, how does this happen? Now, he was masquerading as a fancy business guy that had all this money. But then you would ask yourself, OK, if someone has all this money, why do they need you to wire them $40,000?
The federal indictment, because they thought they were investing with mm-hmm. him. For example, the person who wrote him a check for the Lexus they thought they were investing $40,000.
Scott, why would you go down an investment rabbit hole with someone on a dating website?
I don't.
If you said to me, a friend of a friend that we met out at dinner, he's got the next big thing and he got in on the ground floor of cryptocurrency, and you sit down and you meet, that's one thing. You don't agree to sign up for an investment.
The federal indictment lists at least five victims who it says on multiple occasions wired Lloyd amounts that range from $15,000 to $110,000. In total, he collected more than $2 million from his victims.
Did he ever meet any of them, does it say?
It doesn't say if they ever met in person. He faces 20 years in federal prison for each of the 13 wire fraud counts.
You know what I wondered? Hinge is supposedly some dating website where, think of a hinge, what a hinge does, like on a door, where it
brings you together.
No, Sam.
You can go either way.
It's like the Kevin Bacon game, where it will show you your common connections. So it's supposed to be, I don't want to say it's safer, but it would be like, well,
six
Sam,
degrees of separation.
You don't know the girl, but through Hinge, it says Scott knows the girl. Someone told me this once. And so you sort of feel a little safer about it because, like, I don't know you, but you do know my buddy. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense. It doesn't make me feel any safer.
So what I wondered was, on Hinge, did he match with all these women because he matched with all the women? You know, maybe they were in some investment club or something. I don't know.
Why would you
yes, he did match with them because he matched with them.
Right. That's how that works.
That's what you just said.
I know. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe Maybe he found his victims because it's the Kevin Bacon game. Victim A, new victim B, new victim C.
And 6 degrees of separation.
He just farmed them out that way.
He's got game.
Clearly, and he's obviously very convincing, because I'm telling you, separating me from my money is a very difficult thing to do. And if I don't know you, right, I'm not investing money with you.
If your name is not Charles Schwab.
Or you work for somebody named Charles Schwab.
Right.
I mean, here's an example. I'm not going to name any names, but I have a very good friend, and you know who this person is, who works in the investment community, okay? Primarily for getting people closer and closer to their retirement, making sure they've got everything where it needs to be. I asked him a while back. I said, hey, I'd like to come down and sit with you, and I'll show you where my investments are, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't do that for friends.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually.
And I said, okay. I said, can you put me in touch with somebody at your office that you think is the best in the business? And I'm going to meet with him on Wednesday morning.
Good.
But if this is somebody that I'm going to entrust
licensed
with my money,
yes,
I'm going to sit down with you, and we're going to see each other face to face. You're going to have to work for a reputable company, and I'm not just going to walk into somebody's office if I don't have a really close connection to them.
Can we make up a new rule?
Sure.
No one is allowed from this point forward on television to advertise for these places and use the word fiduciary.
Fiduciary.
I am done hearing that word. It is like the buzzword that will not go away. And someone has done some research showing that the listening public or the viewing public on, you know, during the CNN ads must think that that means something really important and exciting, because they all say it 12 times in each ad. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. We're not just an investment firm.
We're fiduciaries. No one knows what that means.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what fiduciary means. I know it's somebody
then
in the investment world.
Do they keep saying it 19 times?
Because it sounds important.
Thank you. That's exactly why. He probably told all those women he was a fiduciary. They're like, sign me up. Let me send you $40,000.
$110,000. I'm not wiring $1,000 to you if I've never met you in real life.
What if I need it in Bitcoin or Target gift cards?
Well, those are what we call red flags. And I'm definitely not setting any. Sam, what is a fiduciary?
Well, give me a moment. I'll find out.
You don't know either.
It's when we make money, you make money. Well, that's
I didn't even know how to spell
it. Everything in business.
Fiduciary, involving a trust, especially with regard to the relationship between a trustee and a beneficiary.
Okay, now I still don't know what you're talking about.
A trustee.
No, I don't think it should be allowed in advertising anymore.
Huh? A fiduciary is a person who holds a legal or ethical relationship of trust with one or more other parties. Typically, a fiduciary prudently takes care of money or other assets for another person.
Okay.
Well,
that's everyone that takes care of your money.
You're an investor.
Yeah. But fiduciary sounds more.
More what? Important?
I don't know.
You know
more something.
That they have done research that shows people somehow go, oh, well, that sounds wise. I'm going to, because now they're all doing it.
So is it safe to say that fiduciary is adjacent to investor?
We should just make up a word and tell everyone that's what we do.
We're Bibbles.
But that's not far off.
Right?
It's actually pretty accurate.
What do you guys do for a living? Oh, we're Bibbles.
We're purveyors of air.
Oklahoma's controversial state superintendent is now under investigation after state board of education members alleged they saw images of naked women on his office's television during a closed meeting last week. State education superintendent Ryan Walters leads one of the nation's lowest ranked education systems. He was in the middle of a meeting during an executive session of the Oklahoma State Board of Education when images of naked women allegedly popped up on his television screen.
Can I ask a question, truly? I saw this story, and not to get into the weeds or be lewd or lascivious, in what context? Let's say he just had HBO up because he had just been watching Finding Nemo or something, and then it switches over to, it doesn't even have to be explicit anymore to see graphic violence or nudity on any of the streaming channels?
It's a fair question.
That is fair. One of the board members said, I was like, whoa, those are naked women. Those aren't naked. Surely those aren't naked women.
Wait, say that a different way. Did he say, whoa, those are naked women? Or did he say,
whoa!
This is a woman who was on the board of education.
How many H's are on that? Whoa!
Her name is Becky Carson. And she spoke to the Oklahoman newspaper. And I can't get into all the... She got a little graphic in depicting the women.
So not just a movie. Or maybe it was a certain type of movie.
Well, that's what I'm asking, Sam. When I first saw that story, and I read it...
Based on the description...
Was it a flash of a nipple behind him because it was just happened to be on TV?
She was totally nude.
Okay. But in what context? I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying we're so weird about nudity.
There was a sports reporter earlier this year, and I can't remember what market they were in, but you know when the reporters are sitting at their desk and they bring the camera over to them and their computer's behind them? It was Beyonce and lingerie was his background.
Okay, so this story gets a little bit weirder. So these two state Board of Education members are sitting in his office, and he's at his desk. And apparently the TV was behind him. And this movie is with these images of naked women are playing behind him and he is unawares.
Okay.
And they're just sitting there talking to him and then they look up and there's at least one of the women was totally nude, full Monty. And they were like,
you better have a dang good explanation.
Sir, and he turns around and he's
now,
like,
possible.
And just
it's possible there is no good explanation. And he's got 9.5 weeks up on that. I don't know. But, you know, Diane Keaton, there's a nude scene with her with Jack Nicholson in one of my favorite movies of all time. And that's where I said, I don't need you to tell me exactly what it was, but was it like a flash of something or was it... you know, other things. Was it Cinemax After Dark?
Oh, it was a flash.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Speaking of school districts, Wallet Hub is out with a list of the states with the best and worst school systems.
And states?
Missouri and Kansas did not do particularly well.
Is that why we don't know what fiduciary means?
Probably doesn't help our cause. No.
I don't even think the people in those commercials know what it means.
Would you care to guess?
Oh, don't tell me Mississippi is the worst.
I don't know what the worst is.
It's not going to be in the top five.
Sam printed off the top 10, and then where Kansas and Missouri fell.
Okay.
And needless to say, Kansas and Missouri, since...
I'll go find the worst.
So top 10
if you don't mind.
Best.
I bet Oklahoma is in it, because in that story that we were just talking about with the superintendent of schools from the entire state of Oklahoma, this guy probably doesn't have a lot of leg to stand on here, because Oklahoma schools are considered some of the worst in the country. All right, but top 10.
Okay.
Let me just say this.
I feel like Ohio is going to be good.
Think a lot of New England.
Okay, higher. Maine or Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is number one.
Yeah. Connecticut.
Number two.
Yeah. All of those places where the Kennebunkports and the Hyannisports are. That's going to be the smart kids.
Well, you've already said Massachusetts. That's right.
Pennsylvania?
No. So here's your top 10. It's in descending order from 10 to 1. New York, number 10.
Oh.
Maryland, number 9.
Okay.
Indiana, number 8.
Mm.
Rhode Island, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin, 6. New Hampshire, 5. Virginia, 4. New Jersey, 3. Connecticut, 2. Massachusetts,
Jersey!
4.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did not see that coming.
By the way, Mississippi ranks right next to Missouri at 40th.
Okay.
Missouri is 38th.
There was a tie for 38.
Mm-hmm.
The five worst with number 47 at the least worst of those five, Oregon.
Okay.
Arizona.
Really?
Alaska.
Really?
Alaska.
And Naked Ladies in the Background, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And the worst of the worst.
Wait. What did you say was next to Missouri at 40?
Mississippi.
So I'm going Alabama.
Or Louisiana.
Or Louisiana for worst in the country.
Mm.
Ooh, or West Virginia.
44 for those. 45 for West Virginia. You're going the wrong direction.
Okay, I need to go back down south.
Those are south.
New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Huh. Really?
Bringing in the worst of the worst when it comes to school districts.
Ew.
Hmm.
Oklahoma.
I wonder why that is.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Texas on that list?
Tejas.
No, Texas.
32.
Okay. Kansas was 33.
Okay.
Right in front of our Kansas.
You say, okay, like that's good.
Well, top 10 would be better, but it's not 50.
That's in the bottom half.
Do you think his new title in Oklahoma is Superb Tendon?
Okay.
Get out.
I need you to open that door and walk out of it.
By the way, they broke it down into quality and safety. Quality included presence of public schools, blue ribbon schools per capita, high school graduation rate, dropout rate, math test scores. Yeah, that's not looking good for us.
Marcus Morris Sr., remember him from KU?
Yes.
Longtime NBA player, occasional commentator on ESPN. He's been arrested. Was arrested yesterday in South Florida on a felony fraud charge for writing a check with insufficient funds.
Wait a minute. Yep. I call that like a Tuesday. I really don't. What do you mean writing a check? Like, did he write like a $40,000 check?
Well, it doesn't say what the amount of the check was. It just says here, Morris remains in jail as of this morning.
Oh, come on.
And his online booking documents state that in addition to the bad check, he is in custody on an out-of-state hold related to another case outside of Florida.
Okay, so are they just trying to keep him, and that's why it's the bad check charge, because another state wants him?
His twin brother, Markeith, you remember him as well, said the arrest happened at an airport and indicated the situation was not as serious as it may appear. Quoting here from Markeith Morris, the wording is crazy. Damn, for that amount of money, they'll embarrass you in the airport with your family.
Oh, come on.
They got y'all really thinking my brother did some fraud blank. They could have come to his crib for all that. When y'all hear the story on this, all I can say is lesson learned. He's been in the NBA for 13 years.
Yeah.
Played for 8 different teams. Last appeared.
Like, I'm not saying it's okay to knowingly or unknowingly write a bad check, but we have people out murdering people because they have 12 crimes in their history and we somehow can't keep them behind bars. It seems silly that we're arresting somebody for that.
Why didn't he write a check for bail?
Insufficient funds.
Can you write a check for bail?
No, I don't think so.
Do you take starter checks?
Not yours. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Mr. Morris there.
Well, it depends. What time of the month is it?
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
What if you have 2 or 3 different checkbooks from 2 or 3 different accounts and you accidentally write a check out of the wrong account? Am I some criminal mastermind if I do that?
What if somebody is offering to buy me my coffee at
That's why I
over
ask.
At Hy-Vee, and I say, no.
I'm good.
You know, I'm glad you listened to this show, but you don't have to buy my coffee. And then you run your card.
I ran the wrong card.
And it comes back with insufficient funds.
Decline.
It came back not as insufficient. It came back because it's not yet set up. It's okay. A new account. I'm telling you. And the more you try to describe it, the sillier you're. I told the clerk, I go, oh my gosh, I used the wrong one. Here, it's this one. Look, they're identical.
Now listen.
And then I held it above my head. Look, everyone, they're identical cards. I used the wrong one.
I was born in the morning, but it wasn't this morning.
Denial ain't just a river in Egypt.
No. Wait, hang on now. This fib is good. You're telling me that you have a card for an account that you haven't actually set up yet.
Correct.
Okay, so when I got...
I don't think I've even called the number on the back. You know how you're supposed to call the number on the back and set up a PIN?
Or just run it through an ATM, yeah.
Yeah, I've not done that yet.
Okay, Dana, when I got hacked by those computer morons a couple, 3 weeks ago, and I had to... It was like a month ago now. I went to the bank and I closed down my existing account, yeah, and I had them transfer all of that money into a new account.
Yeah.
I was setting up, like you, a new account.
Yeah.
My bank said it will be 5 to 10 business days before you ever get the card in the mail.
Okay.
I had already set up the account, and then I got the card. They didn't give me the card and then set up my account.
I don't know, Scott. I used the wrong card.
Huh.
That's all I know. I used the wrong one. There was no ill intent there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting story. Mm-hmm. Sam, are you buying what she's selling?
I'm telling you. No. It was so funny.
No. It couldn't have happened at a better time, too. When somebody's offering to buy you something.
Like, I'm good. I got this.
No, I'll take care of it myself. The sister of Kaylee Goncalves was on ABC this morning. Yeah. And she said, the world came to know the feisty older sister of University of Idaho murder victim Kaylee Goncalves after she gave a ferocious victim impact statement last week at Brian Koberger's sentencing.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. She said she memorized her speech so she never had to break eye contact with him. She memorized her speech.
Good for her.
Her name is Olivia, I believe, is how you pronounce it.
She glared at him the entire time.
She said, I was prepared to be arrested that day. She said to Koberger, and she's absolutely right, you are a delusional, pathetic, hypochondriac loser who thought you were so much smarter than everybody else. You aren't special or deep, not mysterious or exceptional. No one thinks you're important. She told ABC News this morning, I was fueled by seeing the rage on his face. Man, was he mad. That was obviously a big point of why I did what I did, to make him feel small. Wow.
May they find peace.
It was their other daughter, Audrey, who the mother ended her victim impact statement with.
We will not repeat. May those families
go look it up
somehow.
Yep.
Someday find peace.
I hope they do. I hope they do. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Did you see the rather dramatic video today? It's out of Denver, of passengers on an American Airlines jet that caught on fire, or something caught on fire on the plane. I believe it was a landing gear. They had to put the plane right back down on the ground. There were 173 passengers, and they, you know, obviously didn't even bother to get up to the gate. They get the plane back on the ground.
Let everybody off.
Open the door, and then here comes the inflatable slide. But, man, CNN was having a field day with a lot of these passengers, because you know what they always say in the event of an emergency landing, do not grab your bags,
right.
Grab your stuff. Everybody who's coming down the inflatable slide on this jet
has their bag with them.
Or a backpack, or, you know, whatever.
Is it weird that I've always wanted to go down one of those inflatable slides?
No, I think we should charge admission.
I don't want to have the reason to need to go down that slide, but I just want to do it for fun.
It doesn't say where the plane was going.
It was back on the ground.
Miami. It was going from Denver to Miami. Yeah, it went straight back down to the ground. And somebody yelled, fire! See, that is so dangerous. Once the aircraft came to a halt, Mark Circus, that's his real name, T-S-U-R-K-I-S, Circus, said he started smelling something and somebody screamed out, fire.
Well, wouldn't that be the time that you're supposed to yell fire?
I guess, but it's going to put everybody into a panic.
Why can't we? The state fairs are going on in certain spots right now.
Yeah.
Why can't we have a mock airplane and a mock, you know, those things unfurl? They unfurl.
Yeah.
Like a...
What?
And then you have to do this. You have to put your arms across you like you would in a casket.
No, you wrap them around your bag that you're not supposed to take with you. And then
you bounce on your bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay $5 to do that.
Okay. All right. Apparently, there are going to be two meteor showers lighting up the skies over the United States this week. Says here, sky watchers in the United States are in for a treat as two distinct meteor showers, I can't pronounce them, are both set to reach their peak in late July, promising a double feature of shooting stars. Several times every year, as the Earth journeys around the sun, our planet crosses paths with streams of debris left behind by comets. Huh.
Yeah. And then you bounce, bounce, bounce on your bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay $5 to do that. Really?
That was a pretty quick turnaround, Sam. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. I didn't even know that Fantastic Four was in movie theaters this past weekend. The Fantastic Four First Steps debuted with $118 million in its first weekend in North American theaters. That makes it the fourth biggest opening of the year behind a Minecraft movie. Is it Lilo and Stitch? Is that
Lilo.
How you pronounce it? Is it Lilo?
Lilo.
And Superman.
Wow.
Lilo?
I don't know.
He didn't have little kids at that time.
Okay.
And the biggest Marvel opening since Deadpool and Wolverine grossed $211 million out of the gate last summer. Okay.
What is one movie recently that you missed that you want to see? We were talking about this weekend. Hmm. I missed the new Mission Impossible because I do think that's, you know, one that you sort of...
We started taking in Mission Impossible over the weekend.
You started over? You've never seen them.
I've never seen a single one.
Oh my gosh.
I love Tom Cruise as an actor. We haven't finished it yet, but we started. Is it Rogue Nation?
You will love it.
It was very exciting.
You gotta start with the first one. I don't know what the first one's called.
I think it's just called Mission Impossible.
Start with that one. They go rogue later.
Birthdays today. Hannah Waddingham is 51.
51.
They were filming Ted Lasso at the soccer field at UMKC on Friday.
Yep. Go Ruse.
I cannot wait to see this new season. Scott Pelley from CBS Evening News is 68. Lori Loughlin is 61 from Full House. And Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell is 53. We got to run. Bonus hours next. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.